Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts. Mm-mm.
Today could be a lot of fun and a precious one. I'd feel good just to walk with you. Tonight'll be a special treat. You're so sweet and I feel good just to talk with you. You know that I've been a long time needing you. You say that you've been a long time needing me. And don't you know that there's so much more to come?
I got a heart that just won't stop beating for you. I got a love that just can't stop feeling for you.
Cause I know the way to get close to you. You know that I'll be a long time loving you. I hope that you'll be a long time loving me. And don't you know that there's so much more to come?
All right, that was the Beach Boys from their 1967 album Wild Honey, released in December of 1967, almost 50 years ago. That was the song Aren't You Glad, a nice cheerful number to start things off. Brian Wilson was recently in town to perform Pet Sounds, the 50th anniversary of Pet Sounds. Apparently it was a good show. I don't spend that much money on shows anymore. I just can't spend whatever $100 on a show. Maybe there's something out there that would make me spend that kind of money, but not to see Brian Wilson do that. Anyways, Aren't You Glad? Nice song. I love that era of Beach Boys. Pet Sounds is great, and then Smile is so wonderful and gets so weird. And that is good times. Good times in the Beach Boys canon. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. I missed last week. I can't think of the last time that I was too sick to DJ, but I was very unwell. And so I did not make it up. Played a rebroadcast of a Gal Grayson interview that I did last fall. Because Gal Grayson played their last show last show for now, at least on Friday night. Anyways, thanks to Tim from Rocket for Russia for throwing that on. On today's show, we have some seasonal tunes that I'll get to in a minute. But we also have a new local band called Divorcer that we're going to listen to. Some new Shamir. This band Hoop from Seattle that I like. And a few other good things. two events that are happening right now. One is that local baseball season is kicking off. I play on two baseball teams, Big League Chew in the Twilight League, which is an ortho softball league. We'll be kicking things off on Sunday. And I play on the Black Sox as part of the East Van Baseball League. And that kicks off Friday, tomorrow evening. And CHR will be there for that for some reason, doing a live broadcast from that opening game. Should be fun. And I forgot to play this. Sorry. I forgot to have my theme music on while I'm doing this. And Yeah, so CITR will be broadcasting live from the EVBL opener tomorrow at 5:30. My beloved Black Sox will be taking on the new Hastings Sunrise Cosmopolitans, and it should be a great time. So we're going to listen to a couple of baseball songs right after we listen to these other two songs. One is by Angel Olsen, and the other is by Mad Villain. And, you know, I don't play a lot of Mad Villain on the show, so this seemed like a good excuse to do it. It's 420. Not a household that's recognized, or not a holiday that's recognized in my household, but to all the others out there enjoying the 420 festivities, here is Mad Villain from the album Mad Villainy, America's Most Blunted. Here we go.
And come out to show them. Like, open the bruise up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. Then come out to show them, 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 come out to show them.
Because listening to music while stoned is a whole new world. Most parents consider its importance second only to sex. And grass will change your musical habits for the better.
I'm America's most blunted. Soon as you start sleeping, catching you off guard. Be rhythm now, huh?
If you all gather close around the phonograph.
When he really hits star mode, never will he boost loose fillies with the barcode, or take a whole carload on a wasted trip, or sip wide owl ace tip from tip with yip. Some rather baggies of them like they cracks and vows, catch a tag, roll a bag of swag in the back of mouth. See twist optimal, just the raw leaf part, the list top go, bust before beef start, at the stop and go mart, acting like a spirit host done it. Yeah, yo, Doom nominated for the best role L's, and they wondered how he dealt with stress so well. Wild guess, you could say he stays sedated. Some say booted, some say faded. Some day prayed that he would grow a farm barn full. Recent research show it's not so darn harmful. Sometimes you might need the detox. It can help you with your rhyme flow and your beatbox. Or spite to your surprise, turn a Newport light to a joint right before your eyes. Tear a page out the good book, hear it how you want it.
I'm America's most blunted, blunted, blunted.
I'm a kaleidoscope from the station.
The mad villain killing mad boom. Consume weed and drink fruit till we perfume the room. The beat conductor smoke 27. Shady.
Yo, you can even ask my reverend.
Will he know how the Phillies roll? Really though.
It's been my last dough. We got the sticky gold. I spark the lock.
But don't shoot with speed. The trees will see. Quasimodo crew.
We get keys. The most blooded on the map.
The one astro black in an alley with a hood rat.
Hood rat.
When you try to react.
Even your pops got smacked.
Even your mom's got crack.
Meanwhile,
while my bowl got packed.
You drop X, you can have the sex.
No.
I smoke things,
so I can roll me a shank.
Watch the cigar. I got the fat sack. All day I hunt it.
Ooh,
America's most blunted.
It's a known fact that grass increases creativity from 8 to 11 times. In fact, everyone finds that they're more creative stoned than straight. So remember...
M-A-R-I-J-U? A-J-U-A-N-A? Marijuana. Marijuana.
Strong is now an old forgotten song that you don't sing so high.
May 5th, Doxa Documentary Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Rumble, The Indians Who Rocked the World. Featuring music icons Charlie Patton, Mildred Bailey, Link Wray, Jimi Hendrix, Jesse Ed Davis, Buffy St. Marie, Robbie Robertson, and others, Rumble shows how these talented Native musicians help shape the soundtracks of our lives. That's May 5th at Van City Theater. For more information and showtimes, visit doxafestival.ca. What's even better than Record Store Day? What about a day after Record Store Day party? The day after Record Store Day in the daytime, and you can bring a date or make it a day by hanging out from 2 to 7 p.m. CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are teaming up with CJSF 90.1 FM for the first ever Record Store Day after party on April 23rd. A one-stop shop all-day record fair with local vendors and performances by Co-op, Jerk Jail, Sad Photography, Elisa Thorne, and Pale Red. One update, the party has moved to the Astoria at 769 East Hastings. Unfortunately, it's no longer an all-ages party, but you can tune in to listen to the live broadcast from 3 to 6 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM or CJSF 90.1 FM all day. Save the date. Make it a day.
All right, that was Los Angeles, California's Wounded Lion from their self-titled album from a few years back. I think, I want to say 2010. That was the song Black Sox. And like I said before, Black Sox, East Van Black Sox are taking on the Hastings Sunrise Cosmopolitans, better known as the Sunrise Cosmos, tomorrow at 5:30 at Strathcona Park, and CITR will be there live broadcasting. Festivities start at 5, and DJs Trevor Risk and Davey Burke are going to be on the wheels of steel. I don't know what's going to happen, but Trevor Risk, who also does stuff at the Fox Cabaret, will be DJing. I'm sure there'll be lots of on-air or on-field reports. It should be a fun time. Come on by. Strathcona Beer is the official beer sponsor of the EBBL, so there will be refreshments, and it should be a fun time. I also played a little ad there for the Record Store Day festivities. CITR is going to be hosting an event the day after Record Store Day at the Astoria, and there's some bands there, and that should be fun. And then Record Store Day itself, all the local record stores are going full on. So Red Cat, both locations, Main Street and Hastings, have bands. I know that at the Hastings Street Red Cat, there's a all jazz records showcase, so that's definitely worthwhile. I think Nick Kurgovich is going to be spinning records, and Hello Blue Roses will be playing. Zulu is going to have some bands. Neptune Records always goes all the way, and the Evaporators will be doing a live in-store there. And I'm sure the other record stores in town will be celebrating as well. So make sure this Saturday you get out and support your local record stores. Before we heard Wounded Lion, we heard Barry Dvorzon from the Warriors soundtrack. That was a song, Baseball Furies Chase, the chase sequence in which the Warriors are being chased through a park by the Baseball Furies, the baseball-themed gang. It's good, good movie, good baseball-related hooligans, very good. Before that, from her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness from a couple years ago, that was Angel Olsen with High and Wild. And at the top, we heard Mad Villain from their album from 2003, Mad Villainy, the song America's Most Blunted. All right, we're going to get local here with a new band called Divorcer. They have a few demos up called Unwonderful, and this is the song Rice Cake Sardines. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that was Shamir with his new from his new album Hope. That was the song What Else. Shamir Bailey put out a record a couple of years ago called On the Regular. Very polished pop album, and he made a big splash. He's a great performer. And then he surprise dropped this album. He recorded it last weekend on a four-track in his bedroom. And it sounds like he is sort of struggling with his place in the music industry, which is understandable. And so he wanted to just put something out, make it very rough, and we are all the beneficiaries of that. It is a very rough album, but I quite like it. And it's, yeah, he has a beautiful voice. So check that out. Shamir with his album Hope. Before that, we heard Salami Rose Joe Lewis from the album Zlatty Sauce Nephew. Mm-hmm. And that was the song Cyanotype of Blue. Kind of a fun video for that song featuring kind of old educational clips, that kind of thing. Yeah, check it out. And at the top, a new local band, Divorcer. That was from Unwonderful. That was the song Rice Cake Sardines. Next up, we're going to hear another local band. They're called Soft Cops. A couple of members of other bands that are coming together for this new project, Cameron Blaine of Bakelite and Matthew Law, who performed with Transylvania, ESP Snake, and Daddy's Hands. That definitely got my attention. So let's give a listen to this. This is from the new album called Long Lost, and this is the song Tongues. This is Soft Cops. Da, 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 da. Da 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 da. Thank you.
This is a student-organized event hosted each year by the GRSJ undergrads on the UBC campus on Musqueam Nation land. In its eighth year, the F-Word's focus this time is A Year in Review, Activism, Solidarity, and Navigating Oppressions. It's Sunday, April 30th, and will include panel discussions from students and keynote speakers, workshops, networking and community-building opportunities, and a free meal and snacks throughout the day. Join us for a meaningful and thought-provoking day of feminism and social justice advocacy. You can get updates by following the F-Word Conference on Facebook and Twitter at GRSJ Undergrads.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
All right, so that was Soft Serve with their song Soft Soap. Soft Serve, Soft Soap, from a new EP called Trap Door. Rockin' good time. Before that, we heard Seattle's Hoop from their new record, Super Genuine. That was the song Marlon Spike. And at the top, Soft Cops from the album Long Lost. That was the song Tongues. I was out of town last weekend, so I didn't catch this show, but I heard the Rays had a good time here in town. And so I want to play a song off of their self-titled record. The song is called Drop Dead. This is Rays from, I believe, Memphis. Yes. Okay, Rays.
Told me about the room upstairs. Now it's filled with
All right, that was Watermelon from their cassette, called Cassette, Kill Two Birds. From a few years back, they've morphed into the band Milk, great local band. Before that, we heard Birthday Bitch, also from Vancouver, from their cassette 26. That was the song Harwich. And at the top, we heard Oakland, California's Rays, from their self-titled album. That was the song Drop Dead. Don't know why Memphis. I guess I get Trouble in Mind, their record label, confused with Goner, something like that. Anyways, Trouble in Mind is in Chicago. Rays are from California. Nothing to do with Tennessee. All right, a few minutes left. Let's get to it. John's from Victoria. I have a great new record, at work on several things. Let's give a listen to In the Yard. Springtime, time to do things outside. Get in the yard. Not that song. Oops. In the Yard.
Attention to me right now.
Every single thing that I should.
All right. That was Scum Laude from their record, their EP Jenny. That was a song, Bebe. And before that, we heard Homeshake from the record. From Fresh Air. That was the song Every Single Thing. And at the top, we heard John's from Victoria. At Work on Several Things is the name of that record. And that song was In the Yard. Thanks so much for listening. It was great to be back on the air after that week of infirmity. Infirmity? Infirmary? Anyways, I was unwell. And I hope to see you out and about this weekend. Maybe you can come watch that baseball game that CITR will be live broadcasting at tomorrow. Maybe I'll see you around at record stores, something like that. Hope you have a good weekend. I'll be back next Thursday, and that's about it. K-Pop Cafe, not on this week, but it'll be back next week, and stay tuned for other great programming here at CITR this afternoon. I'm going to close it out with the band Rooms. It's from their record from last year. It's called It Takes a Lot to Show Up, and this is the song Night Games. There's the night game at Strathcona Park tomorrow. Here we go, Rooms.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.